Welcome to World Cafe. My name is Raina Duras. About 3 years ago, Leif Vollebæk was set to release his album Twin Solitude. It was an album he thought might end up being his last. He felt like he wasn't having fun, he wasn't finding an audience. But once the album came out, that all changed. Twin Solitude was critically adored and his shows started to fill up. The record was shortlisted for his homeland's prestigious Polaris Music Prize, so the Canadian songwriter kept on going. Vollebæk's new album, New Ways, finds him expanding on a technique he used on some of Twin Solitude's most loved songs. He recorded the songs with just a drummer, adding any other parts later. He'll explain how that worked, and we talk about what it's like being a musician with synesthesia. He can see sounds, and that's affected what he likes and what he doesn't like when it comes to music, as well as how he approaches music videos. It's pretty cool. Let's start off with a song he has described as looking yellow. Performed live for World Cafe, this is Leif Vollebæk with Hot Tears.
Just drawn to the wonder, I can feel it coming. Do you hear the night from the river bridge? I hear the thunder by the storm and your skin on mine. Tell me what's the story, my morning glory. Whisper it to me in a grand hotel, telling me all the time I'm sorry. Baby, don't I know it? It ain't hard to tell you. Well, I know. Yeah. So low, you get high before you go. Come say hello, 'cause I'm never gonna find a way to say goodbye, 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 hot tears. Gotta call it anything at all, yeah. Is it a dream or some softer poison? Eyes looking away till you bled the blues, yeah. Is it a dream or some softer poison? Eyes looking away, eyes are looking away, yeah. Well, I know, yeah. Bye.
You just heard Hot Tears from Leif Volbeck's new album, New Ways. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe, joined today by Leif Volbeck, talking about that new album. It's a follow-up to your critically acclaimed record, Twin Solitude, which was shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize. If you don't know about the Polaris Music Prize, it's kind of like the Canadian equivalent of the Mercury Prize. It's decided by critics. I read, Leif, that you said you thought Twin Solitude would be your last album. At what point in the process of putting that album together were you thinking that way?
It was kind of like that I realized I wasn't having fun making music before that. Like, I was a little bit, but it was more strugglesome. And yeah, I think maybe I was being a little melodramatic too, but on that last record, on Twin Solitude, I was like, you know, I have to make a record that I am actually just happy with beginning to end, and if nobody likes it, then at least I'll like it and I can quit. You know, you could do anything in life. It doesn't have to be music. It doesn't have to be... Anyhow, so I just like, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe like, if nobody wants to come to my shows, it's not like some public service I'm doing by touring, you know? So yeah, and then more people liked it. And then I was like, well, this is way better. So
Lots of people liked it.
Yeah, like a good amount, like not, you know.
And so you finished that album. It does very well.
It does okay.
It does relatively well.
Relatively okay, yeah.
And then it was time to make another one. Where was your head when you decided to make that next record, this new one, New Ways?
It was very simple. When I was mixing Twin Solitude, I'd already started writing songs for the next record, and I'd started writing a few songs too, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm starting another record. So I actually didn't stop. And then I started recording while I was on tour for Twin Solitude. But like before the Polaris or anything like that happened, we were working on the new record. So, yeah.
I'm talking to Leif Volbeck about his new album, New Ways, on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Twin Solitude, your last album, and New Ways, your new album, they're different in a bunch of different ways. But there's a few things that are similar that I wanted to talk to you about. On a couple of the songs on Twin Solitude, you recorded them with just you and the drummer in mm-hmm. the studio. And the new album, it was done pretty much entirely like that.
Yeah, exactly the same. It was like, it's like a weird energy thing, but like if you play with a bass player and a drummer, they connect. And, you know, they're your rhythm section. And then I felt like I would be like this kind of bird floating above it. And basically, I kind of abused my drummer, Olivier Fairfield, as like my click track. Like a real live human emotive click track that moves with me dynamically and tempo wise. And so then I just sing. So he's forced to follow like only me. There's no one else to connect with. So he just plays off my vocal line. And so it becomes a very like, the rhythm becomes like really tied to the vocal. And I think that just felt really good. And those are the ones that I kind of like the most. And those are the ones that seem to connect with people live as well. I don't know if it's a coincidence. So anyhow, I thought, well, I'm just going to see if I can't do that for the next record, just only drums and vocals for the whole thing and then add the bass and everything. And I feel like it was really fun. And I don't know if I'll still do it on the next one because it's like kind of exhausting. And I don't know if it's like maybe like it's not the best way to do it. But if I do a take with a drummer and I sing and I play piano or guitar, we listen back to it. And then it's very clear that there's all these holes, like really, really nice, like on a canvas, and you go, oh, I'll put strings there, put the bass there, and put this there, and it'll be done. And it's like it doesn't need much to finish it. And so it's about that feeling of going back into the control room and then hearing it back and going, oh, I see the canvas. It's all ordered, and it's missing just a couple elements, and we'll just put those in.
Let's hear one from Twin Solitude, a song that Leif Volbeck recorded using that technique, just him and the drummer starting off in the studio. This is Elegy on World Cafe.
Minor chords and major arcana, little leather jacket and a black bandana, kicking over trash cans and telling jokes in Atlanta. When I got the fever, it hit me like a fan on the back of my head. I don't know who I am, but I'm free for nothing, good for nothing too.
crazy to dream, still crazy about you. Won't you let me one more time, babe? I wanna feel it too. Nothing is a lie, babe, you know it ain't true. Take a look at me now. Take a look at me now. Heart's on fire and so is the pain. Everyone around here's telling me to act my age. I'm trying. Things I only reveal in the light that is given. Oh, to be free from the part and what all else is forgiven. Rain outside's blowing in the curtain. Nothing is revealed, but nothing is for certain. As I recall you standing there, you was drinking from the sanctuary wine. Well, don't worry, baby, we'll find all of our lost time. Take a look at me now. As I recall you standing there, you was holding your rosary beads. Ooh. Everyone around it seems to think he knows what he needs. Ooh. Seven ugly reasons kept me away from you then. Nothing is much weaker than the resolve of most men. I remember when we was alone in your room, staring out your window, we knew you'd be gone soon. I was so young, babe, I hope that you knew that I meant well. When I looked in your eyes, I thought I knew you could tell. Now I'm blown back from the cemetery gate. You who I love dearly, now I must wait. Be reunited in the sky when it opens. Well, my feet are so tired, but my spirit ain't broken. Take a look at me now. Take a look at me now. You can sing those lalas because it'll make me feel good. Uh-huh. You can turn the volume up a little bit. That's nice.
That was Elegy from Leif Volebeck's album Twin Solitude. Today, Leif is here talking to me, Raina Duras, about his new album, New Ways, on World Cafe. We're going to hear another live performance from the new album shortly. It's a song called Transatlantic Flight. But first, I want to talk about what the song looks like, not just what it sounds like. Leif Volebeck has something called synesthesia. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
It's one of those words that's kind of impossible
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, you're like, I hope I don't have to say it.
But yeah. Could you explain what it is?
It's the confusion of the senses a little bit. I guess babies have it. Like, everything kind of comes at them. And then your brain eventually separates smells and sounds. And then some people, that separation doesn't really happen, I guess. But when I hear music, I see things. But like, kind of like how I tell you to picture your mother, you'll picture your mother, but you're not seeing her. You're not like, oh my God, my mom's here. Like,
right.
You know, like whatever that is. It takes a while to find out if you have it because you just assume that everyone is seeing something when they're hearing something because that's what's happening. That's what the feeling of hearing something is also seeing it. But you find out, and people usually play along. Like if you're like, oh, that sounds really bright or that sounds really golden. People are like, oh, cool. Yeah. But they don't go, what do you mean? You sound crazy. The string players that played on Elegy the violin player, she has synesthesia. That's when I found out about it, because we were talking in colors and she was like, you have it too. And I'm like, oh my God, you mean the thing? And so we were talking about, instead of writing stuff down, she's like, do you want me to pour the water like it's gold? And I'm like, oh my God, thank God you're here. It was great. So anyhow, she has it. And we talk and she goes, okay, at the count of three, you say what the color of jazz is. And we're like, brown. Because it's like all the colors at the same time. You know, you have like...
That just gave me, I have literal goosebumps hearing you talk about her saying, should I pour it like gold?
Oh man, no, me too. Oh no, I'm like, it was like the best musical experience. It was just like, we didn't have to use any notes. We just talked about colors. And so it was, and then we can communicate like that. And then what Miles Davis does with his modal stuff, I found out after he had synesthesia. And I was like, well, he's the only one of the few jazz people that I can listen to because it's all orderly. It goes one color and then boom, changes modes, different color, and he like works within it. Anyhow, it's like a whole thing.
I wanted to ask, like, do you see different colors for different instruments, or is it sort of the song as a whole?
No, but that's what it is. That's what's so weird about it. It's very elusive. That's why I don't think it's real sometimes until I talk about it with people who don't have it and they go, I have no idea. But like, if I hear a solo violin, I'll picture a violin and I'll, you know, picture the color that it is. But that's more of an association. But if I hear like an orchestra, I tend to picture like, you know, almost like telephone wires that are like really like rich colors, you know, and it's, I don't know. It's weird. It's a lot like Looney Tunes and Bugs Bunny or like Disney animations, like Fantasia stuff. Like that stuff, they would like visually represent music in those older films. And that looked exactly like music to me. So I thought I didn't realize that those were people like tripping out on drugs and like, but also that's what happens when I guess I don't do like psychedelics or anything, but you're told that that's what happens when you see music on psychedelics, and that's your brain processing, you know, differently.
It's a very interesting sort of like direct line into your brain, into your perception. Yeah.
Yeah. Kanye apparently has it, you know. Anyhow, whatever. There's a lot of stuff.
This is World Cafe. I'm talking to Leif Volbeck. My name is Raina Duras. We're talking about synesthesia. That's when you can see colors, you perceive colors or images when you hear different sounds and different music. You do bring some of your synesthetic experience to your music videos. Thank you. Could you talk a little bit about how that works, how you bring your, like, into the actual visualizations that you share with your audience?
Yeah, it's because I never liked music videos because they take me out of the song. And I realized often it was because I have a very clear picture of what was happening, and then it would just be like, well, that's not what it looks like. And black and white music videos tend to be much more helpful for that because there's no color, so obviously it just doesn't interfere. Otherwise, it's this weird clash, like two images at once in my brain, and it's like, I can't take it. So I kind of, when I started doing music videos with my friend Kaveh, I was like, at least let's get the color palette the right one so that when I see it, it doesn't offend me.
Well, we're going to listen to your performance of Transatlantic Flight next. And the video for it, you know, it's you over this rich blue background. Mm-hmm. What does this, could you go into a little bit of detail? What does this song look like to you?
It's kind of like, well, that's what's weird. When I wrote it, it was the easiest one. It was one of the easy, it was definitely the easiest one for the record because after I wrote it, I was like, it's just, this is going to be the drum beat, and it's just going to, it already looked like what it had to look like, which is just this big white, blue, like, I don't know, I can't really explain it. It's just kind of this endless expanse.
This is Transatlantic Flight, performed live for World Cafe by Leif Volbeck.
Come on, come on, come on over, so talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired. Come on, come on, come on over. Start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired on a transatlantic flight. Before sunrise, I'm dazed and confused.
like Judy Delby. Like Lea Seydoux. I wanna see you roll your eyes in a televised interview. I wanna make you mine. I wanna make you mine. Light-hearted, heavy-hearted too. Something I wouldn't put my worst enemy through. Now I'm looking at the sun through my eyes. My eyelids. Now I'm drifting in the astral plane. When will I see you again? Are you drifting in the astral plane? When will I see you again? So why don't you come on, come on, come on over. Start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired. Look good when you're tired. Come on, come on, come on over. Start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. Look good when you're tired on a transatlantic flight. Transatlantic flight. Come on, come on, come on over. Start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. You look good when you're tired. Come on, come on, come on over. Start talking to me. One thing I can tell you. You look good when you're tired on a transatlantic. Thank you so much.
That was Transatlantic Flight from Leif Volbeck, performed live on World Cafe. Leif Volbeck's been talking with me for the last little while here.
Yeah.
It's been such a great conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for the new album, and thanks for coming into World Cafe.
That's my pleasure. Thanks.
Leif Volbeck's new album, New Ways, is out now. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe.